Hey, Pasta.
You were next on my list. How are you? You were. I've been in meetings. I'm like fighting a cold. I'm like, no, you were literally next on my list. I'm all, he is already calling. My goodness. He knows it's not the end of the day yet. I'm going to call him before I leave.
I know.
Hi, honey. How are you?
I can talk to you is at the end of the day.
Well, I figure because you're busy too. Hey, listen, I also checked in with the team because I wanted to check in to see where we're at with your background check, and they've escalated it because I'm like, okay, it's already been like almost the 8 weeks. What's going on? You know what I mean? And they hit up because it was Evan and ID who did your background check, right? So they hit them up to find out what's going on. They've escalated it. I'm all, it's been a long time now. What's going on with the background?
It's been a minute.
Yeah.
Here's my question.
Uh-huh.
You know, I got this partner and he ain't gonna live in Charlotte no more, but he lives anyway, it doesn't matter where the hell he lives. But he said, you're big on this Google guarantee. I said, well, I'm big on this Google guarantee because she said he's the way to go. He said, well, look, it's fine for Google Guarantee. So what do you mean? He goes, you know how you don't like taking credit cards and you make people sign their life away if they want to use a credit card? I said, fuck yeah. I said, I don't like waking up and being short in my bank account just because they need money. He said, well, Google Guarantee is the same way.
No, it's not.
He said, if they don't like, if they complain, he said, you need to read it. So I read it. If it's booked through Google and they don't like the service, whenever, they'll pull the money.
No. You know what? Let me tell you something. I have yet to hear that anybody's even had an issue like that. And I will be a straight shooter with you. I got nothing to hide. I've never heard. The whole thing about the $2,000 money that Google puts up, right?
Right.
And everybody's aware of it, right?
Yeah.
It's basically like Google isn't just going to allow, and I'll even use a perfect example, okay? Google is not just going to sign up somebody because, oh, you're paying X amount of money. For that specific program, they are very particular. They have those requirements that they implement, and I know some of the requirements are dumb, right? I get that. Like about the licensing, right? But the reason that they do that is because they're basically saying, like, I'm backing up this guy's work. You know what I mean? Now.
Well, no, I understand. I understand about all the licensing requirements and all the insurance requirements. I understand all that.
Uh-huh.
My problem is, I've been burnt twice, and I got a real damn issue. And now I make people sign two documents: one that they're authorizing us to do the work, and second that they like, they're satisfied with the work that we did.
Right.
And anyway, you know what I'm talking about.
So yeah.
Now I make them sign documents, and they always go, well. Well, what happens if something happens? I said, you've got 30 days on repairs, and you have a year on installs. So, anyway, I just wanted to talk to you about that.
Yeah, no, as you should. Yeah, no, as you should. And listen, here's the thing, though. Google's not going to just, it's not just like, oh, he didn't do good work or blah, blah, blah. Like, Google investigates. They don't just hand over money like that because that's their money. You know what I mean? That they would be handing over. They're not just going to do that. And I know a lot of people have their own experiences, but I don't know where he got his information from, and I don't even know if he's had that experience. But sometimes things get handed down or they hear from someone else, and it's not even the story. You know what I mean? You and I both know that. I could tell you a story, Michael, and you could tell one person, and they tell someone else, and by the time it comes back to me, that story's been completely twisted, right? Or someone misheard something. And I'm glad that you reach out to me, as you should. Any concern you have like that. But I will tell you right now, even with like when reviews have been left by somebody, Google will look at it and investigate it. They just don't automatically take it down. They look at it, they review it, and they're like, wait a minute, this review is not even within our guidelines, right? And people, if I could show you proof, hey, I never did work for this guy. This is Joe Schmo. I don't even know who that is. I have no invoices with that guy's name. I've never done work in that address. And this is an irate, you know, employee I used to have. Like, it's happened to people in the past that we've had to dispute with Google about reviews that were left, like, on someone's Google profile. Google will investigate. They're not just going to go in and snatch somebody's money or automatically charge you. You know what I mean? And I'm a real stickler. I'm about my money. You know what I'm saying? And that is one thing. I'm very cautious what I sign up for because I'm like you. I don't want to wake up in the morning and find my bank account at negative or zero. You know what I mean? I got bills that are going through. I have commitments on payments, and that's the last thing I want.
Clint sent me, he says, read this document before you go. I read the document. I told him, I said, I won't give her a call to find out what her experience is, but, you know, I already make people sign their damn life away, making sure that they don't come back.
Here's what I would say, and I say this to any business owner, regardless whatever program you're doing, even if you're not doing marketing, you should always have documents like that in place. My cousin's starting a catering business for churros, right? And check this out. Different industry, but this is what I told her. You get your insurance, right? You let the people know when they're giving you a deposit. This is non-refundable. You have so much X amount of time to cancel. I told her, don't give them 7 days. What's wrong with you? You're giving them a like basically a last minute they can cancel on you, and you have to turn around and give them back that deposit money when you could have already booked somebody for that date.
And then you tell them, sign here.
And that's what I told her. They have to sign that document that they are agreeing to it and that they understand the terms and conditions, because what will happen is, and this happened to my aunt with her catering business for food. She was booking, catering events, and then people would turn around and they'd find someone cheaper, not looking at the quality of the food that they're getting. They're more worried about the price, right? They get what they pay for. And they would turn around and cancel on her a week before the event. So she would give them their money back. And I said, why did you do that? Let me ask you, when you booked that event, I told my aunt, how much more business did you turn away because you were already booked for that day? She goes, you want me to be honest? And I said, yeah, be honest. Do you keep track? And she goes, I do. I had 5 different people call me for that same date, and I told them I couldn't do it because I was already booked. I said, so you turned away 5 business opportunities because this person had already booked you and gave you a deposit, and you turn around and gave them their deposit back? Now, I can understand if someone's relative died. You know what I mean? Those are some things like, okay, it is what it is. Clearly, this girl just said, oh, no, we're just going to cancel. We're going with someone else. She flat out told you she was going with someone else, and you should have told her. It is non-refundable. You lost money. Now, you can't call those people back to say, hey, did you find someone? So you've lost a whole day of pay. And I say that with any business owner. You should have your documents in line and make people sign. Because, you know, if it was the other way around, they'd have you signing, right?
Oh, Jesus. Honey, let me tell you something. I would stand in front of somebody and say something to them, and I have to, and this is how stupid it is. I said, tell me what I just said.
Uh-huh.
they never get it right. I go, okay, I understand that my words mean and your words mean different things, but you have to tell exactly what I said so it means the same thing to you. Now tell me what I just said so I know for a fact that you understand. And I keep going at them until they get it right, and then I say, sign here.
it's like, and it's true, because you could say it one way, but they might not understand it in the way that you're presenting it. You know what I mean? They're thinking it means something different, and it's like, no, 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 no. And especially in your line of industry, and I'm glad that you're like that. You have to be, Michael, especially in this day and age, right? There are so many people out there, like even when I got the plumbing redone in the house, I was like, what's the warranty? Okay, what happens if on this date, blah, 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 this goes bad or whatever, right? What's my warranty? What are you guaranteeing? Like, okay, if it has to do, so what's covered, right? I want to know. I want to know what's covered and what's not. Like, I even got down to the point where I told him, look, I know that you're going to also put a hole in my wall. Are you going to replace that piece of drywall, or do I need to have someone do it? He's like, no, we'll replace the drywall, but we're not painting it. Cool. That's all I need to know. I got my husband. He can paint it. You know what I mean? Not a big deal. But these are the things, like, I'm a stickler like that. I'm giving you an X amount of money in your hand. Like, yeah, same thing. You're taking on a job and a responsibility, and you need to hold them accountable too. Like, listen, if I'm doing the work for you, you're going to be held accountable too. You're not going to come at me later on saying that, oh, you messed this up or you did that, because no. And I'm going to use a perfect example for you. So we rent the house that we live in, right? They're family and friends of ours. And I'm not even joking. The plumber that I found was a darn good plumber. They sent one of their daughter-in-law's brothers who, you know, needed side work or whatever to come and put the flooring in the bathroom. I told my friend Linda, who picked out the bathroom flooring? She's like, why, what happened? And I said, and I sent her a picture and I said, this looks like industrial flooring, like what I would see in a cafeteria. She's like, I know for a fact it wasn't my mom that picked it out, because my mom and dad are too old. They're not going to go out to the to Home Depot and pick out the flooring. She goes, my mom probably told him pick out the flooring, but get this color, thinking that he would get the right type of flooring. I said, nope. He got horrible flooring. I'm all, this is what he got. The caulking on the bathroom sink, you know, to the wall, it hasn't even been 2 years. Michael, my husband has to go back and he has to redo all the caulking on it because it's coming apart. There's a crack in the industrial flooring he put in. I was like, I told her, you know what? I hope your mom and dad didn't pay him a lot of money because he did such a crappy job. And then she's like, no, you need to let my mom and dad know because they can't be using him. And I said, you know what? Anthony's going to fix it. My husband can handle it. But if your parents paid him, like, I don't know what he charged him, but, I mean, horrible work. Like, you can't just hire anybody, you know what I mean? Because you want to help them out with money because they're doing a crappy job. You know what I mean? But I know it's kind of off subject, but I'm just saying, when it's coming to in-house, like, people got to be held responsible, right? If I'm coming in and doing work in your house, I'm going to uphold you too because it's my time. My money, you know what I mean? Your labor, right? It's not like you just get up and you go do the work. You got to plan. You got to pay people. You got your insurance you got to pay and all these other things that go along with it. So they got to be held responsible too.
Okay, you got to remember something about caulking, all right?
Uh-huh.
That most people don't understand. And the only reason I know that this is because I've been in the industry so long.
Right.
I used to work for a forensic architect.
Right.
You have to agitate it.
Agitate it? My husband said something like that about agitating. I don't know what the heck he was talking about. I'm looking at him and I'm like, are you talking to me in a foreign language? What does that mean? He's like, never mind.
You just can't throw the caulk down with a caulk gun and just expect it to just stay. You have to stick your finger in it or something. You have to agitate
yes.
it to the, yeah.
So it's like kind of working it, basically. I know my husband used that. He used that word. He goes, he didn't. And then he said something, adjust something. That's probably the word he was telling me, but I couldn't remember.
That's
and
right.
He's like,
that's exactly right. And you can always tell somebody who knows how to caulk because that's what they'll do. They'll either stick their finger in it. And that's why. Most painters are brain dead because of the chemicals. They stick their finger in the mouth and they stick their finger in the caulk and they stick the finger back. I'm telling you, they get
they're all loaded off the chemicals.
They do, you know. And I go, and I was a project manager for the architect. I go, when the painters would do that, I go, use a rag, use something else. Don't use your damn finger. You're sticking chemicals in your mouth.
Use a glove or something if you're putting your finger there. You know what I mean?
But their fucking brain was so pickled because most of them are drunks anyway, so.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so dead. I know. What, and that's why, like, my husband says, listen, when it comes to, like, you got to know what you're doing. You know what I mean? You can't just, you know, put something there, but you're not following the proper steps. You got to make sure, even when you're doing certain projects, things got, surface areas got to be clean. You got to do this. You got to do that. And I'm like, okay, well, you're the man. You handle it. Like, I'm not worried about it. But, I mean, honestly, that guy that did that job, I swear, I looked at my husband, and I'm like, are you kidding me? I know for a fact Phyllis didn't pick out this tile. He's all, you need to call Linda, her daughter. He's all, you need to call Linda. And I'm like, hey, Linda, I don't want to be rude or nothing, but, like, who picked out the tile? And then she goes, why? I'm all, because the tile that was put in, and I sent her a picture, she goes, are you kidding me? She goes, I know my mom and dad didn't pick that out. First of all, they don't go to the stores. And second of all, they probably trusted he would pick out the right tile. My mom probably told him what color scheme to go with. I'm all, well, I don't know if he went to, like, the industrial side of it. I don't know. I'm all, but this is hideous. Like, I had to literally buy, like, rugs to practically cover the whole flooring, and now the flooring is cracked. And I'm just like, my husband's all, just don't even say anything. We'll just handle it on our end. I'll have one of my buddies come and help me, and we'll get it knocked out. And I'm like, okay, because I'll pick out the flooring I want. I'm all, this is, like, embarrassing. Like, I feel, like, literally, if you walk into an industrial, like, kind of warehouse, and you go into their cafeteria or, like, their break room, it's that kind of a flooring. It's like, oh, my gosh.
Well, that's special.
Not the kind of special I want. You know what I mean? I'm like, you know what I kind of felt like? The guy put no effort into the work he was doing. And to me, it's like, maybe it's not a big deal to you, and maybe it's just a bathroom, but he even gave me a look when I told him, are you coming back tomorrow? Because he did this on a Saturday, right? He was totally annoyed. I told him, oh, are you coming back? I said it really nice. Oh, are you coming back tomorrow to finish up the flooring and the bathroom? He's like, no, I don't work on Sunday. I'll be back on Monday. And I looked at him, and I'm like, okay. So you're leaving me with no bathroom? I got one bathroom? He's like, well I mean, one. I'll put the toilet. And I'm all, no, that's cool. I'm all, you know what? That's fine. We'll work with one bathroom right now. And I looked at my husband. I'm all, why would they? He goes, I don't know. Maybe they were just trying to help him out because the guy don't have no work right now. And I said, and I can see why. You know, I'm that type of a person. And my husband's like, you're not a very nice poker face. And I'm like, I know. And he goes, Nadine, watch your mouth. Be nice. And I'm like, he goes, don't start. And I'm like, I'm just saying, like, I can understand why he probably doesn't have any work, because he does mediocre jobs. You know what I mean?
You don't, like, charge enough.
Please.
You don't charge enough. That's what his problem is. If you charge enough, he'd say, shit, yeah, I'll be back in the morning. Damn right. Rob, I'm rocking.
Right. Exactly. I mean, I guess you have a point there, right? If you're paying a good amount of money, then you're going to really work your butt off. You know what I mean? To get the job done.
Nadine, how much? Okay. Let's just, okay. This is just inquiring minds want to know. Do you know how much plumbers have to charge to even make money?
I don't, but I can tell you. Okay, so maybe you could tell me this. So when I had all the plumbing redone in my house, and that means not to the kitchen. So it was from the two bathrooms. I'd had two cleanouts, and then all the piping underneath the house. So I would say in total, it ended up costing them probably close to $18,000. And it was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 guys.
Is that wastewater or is that both? Is it pressure? Is it potable water and sewer, or is it just sewer line?
I believe it was both.
Oh, damn. They didn't charge enough.
Or wait a minute. No. Okay, wait a minute. No, they didn't go out to the sewer. Because it wasn't affecting anything in the sewer. It was because all the piping in my home was cast iron. So the corrosion, you know, over all the years, and in Anaheim, it's really hard water. So eventually they knew that the plumbing was going to have to get redone. They just waited until it went out.
They just did sewer line. That's all they did, right? Crawl space?
Yes, correct. Crawl space, yes.
Yeah, that's not bad price. That's about right. Because it's,
well,
it's,
here's the thing. He said, you got a cash quote, or I can give you a credit card quote. What do you want?
Right. Hello. Yeah.
Right?
You don't even, my policy about credit cards now is if it's over $250, you got to have a cashier's check.
Right.
Cash or cashier's check, no credit cards. If it's $250 less, you can do credit. But
right?
No credit, yeah.
Well, that's the way to do it. That's what I'm saying. It was funny because our friend's mom, right, she came over, and she told the young kid, just give it to me straight. What's the price? And he goes, well, this is your price if you pay cash. This is the price if you pay with a credit card. What do you want? She goes, I'm going to pull out the cash for you, and I'll have it for you tomorrow.
See there? That's right.
She's old school, but I'm going to tell you, she's old school, and she's a straight shooter, and she's the sweetest person, but she's like, and you would think when you see her, she doesn't know much about this. She goes, okay, well, listen, I want to know what's the warranty. Are you doing X, Y, Z? What are you doing this? And he's looking at her like, like, I guess he didn't think she would know, like, any of that terminology. But, I mean, she owns her own business, you know what I mean? Many businesses, and she owns 3 houses. She better know it, right? But it was hilarious, because when she's like, we'll have the cash for you tomorrow.
Right.
So she gets it, you know what I mean? Nowadays, you have to. It's so bad.
Well,
so
my
bad.
Customer told me... I usually go by referral, and I ask the people, they go, well, so-and-so referred you to me, blah, blah, blah. I go, what did they say? And they say, you only accept cash. I go, there you go. You do know them. And you accept cash up front. I said, 100% up front. Yeah. I said, we'll sign whatnot. And that, I said, because you have access to the LLR, and they'll pull my license if I don't do what I'm supposed to do. But
right.
I can't go after you. You can come after me, but I can't go after you. That's why you pay me 100% up front. Ain't no 50-50 shit. You pay me up front. And they go, man, you're hard. I said, hard's ass. I said, I've been screwed so many times, my ass is still sore.
Oh yeah, no, I get that. I mean, I've heard some stories, and the worst part is when people, you know, it's like people say, well, why can't you just, you know, you're doing the work. I mean, you should have that money to put out for the materials and stuff. And it's like, whether I have that money or not, like, it's also holding you accountable that if you're giving me a deposit, right, or you're paying this amount, it's also holding you accountable that you're not going to, at the end, try to jip me. You know what I mean?
Oh, I don't even go that far with me. If they go,
you're like, no, you paid in full.
If they start down that road, they go, I just start walking back to the truck. They go, where are you going? I said, apparently you don't know my friends as well as you think you do, because they didn't tell you that you can't. There's no negotiating. I don't negotiate. Did they tell you they called me Putin?
Mm.
I don't negotiate. If you try to negotiate, I leave. And I do not come back because I'm going to the next job. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, good for you.
I'm an easygoing guy, and I'll do it for free if I want to. But if they start handing me shit like little old ladies, if your grandmother lived in Charleston, South Carolina, and me at 1 o'clock in the morning said, my nana's toilet's backed up. I said, all right, I'll take care of it. We wouldn't be discussing no money because there would be no money.
Right.
I would just go there, and I would take care of it, and Nana would be happy. Everybody would be happy. If she sent me some business, or you sent me some business, that's fine. If not, that's cool. But it's
right.
it's kindness. It's how you treat other people. You start fucking coming at me, oh, hell no. No.
I agree. I agree.
I told you about my son. It's been 6 months. I don't give a fuck if I talk to him in 10 more years. I just don't care.
Yeah. I get it. I know.
That, you know, it is what it is. Okay.
Right. All right, my dear.
Getting back to business.
Okay. Will you have yourself?
Who did you talk to about the background check?
I reached out to Ivan and Bonnie both, and Ivan's escalated it. I reached out to him earlier today. I said, hey, I have a question. What's going on with the background check? Where are we at? And he's like, I've already escalated it to evident ID to get a response from them of what's going on. I said, yeah, it's been a while. And he put a check mark that it's been noted. So I'll reach out to him again tomorrow to see if he's heard anything yet. Ivan, the team's really good about getting on me about any, like, when I ask them for an update on something, like, they're on top of it. So I told him, yeah, it's been a while, and we haven't heard anything. So he's like, yeah, I'm on it. So I will update you as soon as I hear something.
You know that?
What was that?
It's not like I'm a felon.
I know. I'm all, listen, the guy carries firearms. Like, he's cool. You know what I mean?
I was actually surprised. It didn't take them 90 days. I think it only took them like 6 weeks. It only took them 6 weeks.
Right? I know. Yeah. So as soon as I hear something, you know I'm calling you right away. Okay?
Okay.
All right, my dear. Have a good evening.
Thank you. You too. Thank you for calling
me. All right.
Me.
Of course. Bye.